I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So what we're going to do right now on the Ben and Skin Show at 5:42 and 46 seconds on this Thursday in the year of our Lord, Anno Domini, 2018. Yeah, KT, I just bought Danny Willett for $30. What we're going to do right now,
you don't have the first pick.
Yeah, Ben passed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll get to that golf betting later. But now with more mystery, here's Roger.
Yeah, thank you very much. Man, my computer died. I didn't have it plugged in, so it created some complications for this mysterious segment.
I just sent you a spreadsheet I needed you to look at.
Yeah, I'm going to need to get a look at that. Guys, back in business here with the whole computer thing, which is a good break for the show.
Guilty as charged with the computer power.
Now, this is going to be... It already is very mysterious. I can sense it.
Listen,
I can feel the mysterious energy in the room.
Bubbling.
Everybody's wondering what's this topic going to be? What's he doing in there? I never know what he's doing in there.
What are you about to talk about?
What's going to happen next, guys?
I don't know.
What do you guys think the topic is?
Flatulence.
I love that word.
Lessons on flatulence from a fart artist.
I think you've booked a fart artist.
Extensions.
Ooh.
Like weaves?
Nah, like pumps.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
What?
Dude, I can't carry mine on in the plane with me anymore.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Sucks. I got to ship it there. I think it's going to be about how this synthesizer made these sounds.
Guys, quick update. Side note. This is what's so mysterious about this. It could go off in any direction. Just got a text from my son. He said, "It's Miles. Can I get $10 worth of V-Bucks? I'll pay you when you get home."
Oh, that's sweet. My son I just have things pop up that say, your card's been charged.
Guys, last night, we all got a tweet.
Oh, girl.
And it was a tweet from Atolo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fred.
Guys.
Find it here.
Oh. I think I know what this is.
It's about somebody looking for the Wang Dong.
Okay.
There's people out there.
Yep.
Who are desperately trying to find Wang Dong.
Wang Dong, the former Maverick?
Nope.
That's Wang Juju.
That's Wang Juju. This is Wang Dong.
I saw this story, or some of it.
Is this like that restaurant I posted that time on Instagram called A Dong?
Except.
That was a good post.
Except it's Wang Dong.
Wang Dong. That's the Vegas singer?
Now, did you say Wayne?
Wang.
Will?
Wang.
Oh, make it Wang.
Wang Dong is this guy's name.
I think you just saying it over and over is not going to change the fact that I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a guy who's internationally wanted. Look, I'll just be careful Googling this.
He's internationally known.
But he's known to rock a microphone.
He gets stupid.
I mean, outrageous. Ben, stay away from him if you're contagious.
Wang Dong, conspiring to commit computer fraud. Whoa. Accessing a computer without authorization for the purposes of commercial advantage and private financial gain. Damaging computers through the transmission of code and commands. Aggravated identity theft.
Whoa.
Economic espionage. Theft of trade secrets. Wang Dong is wanted by the FBI.
Dang. Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. He's Chinese.
His name is Wang Dong.
Yep. And
was this that computer class that does that?
Yes. So one of the things that happens, and one of the reasons we lose to China, is because there's a lot of guys over there behind the red wall that are just doing whatever they
want. We lose to China.
Yeah, thank you, Don. They're just doing whatever they want on computers and stealing secrets, and Putin's smiling. And Wang Dong is one of these guys, and he's Chinese, and they've found him.
Five Chinese military hackers have been charged with cyber espionage against the United States of America, marking the first time criminal charges have been filed against known state actors for hacking. Five men were identified for offenses directed at the U.S. nuclear power, metals, and solar products industries, and one of the main ones was Wang Dong.
All right.
Which means There's a group of people who are very good at doing their job who are looking for Wang Dong.
Yeah. And one of them went out with Garoppolo last night.
More on that at 6.
So
here's where the mystery is.
Okay.
I decided on the heels of that to go out and find a list of the most awkwardly named criminals in history.
Yes. That's the reason we're doing this.
This is very Chris Arnold.
I knew it.
Yeah.
So, real quick, I looked up Wang Dong on Wikipedia.
Which fine.
And there's a lot of Wang Dongs out there.
Yeah, there's a million of them. And that's why if you have a son, you just have to worry about their Wang Dong.
Yeah.
But if you have a daughter, you got to worry about all of them.
You know,
one of them was a swimmer.
So Wang Dong is like one of those double-headed ones, right?
I don't know about that. I think it was a Wang Chung song. Everybody Wang Dong tonight.
Yep, totally.
Guys, coming in at number 10, the most awkwardly named criminal is Hakeem High.
Okay.
Busted for possession of marijuana with intent to distribute and possession within 1,000 feet of a school and within 500 feet of public housing. Hakeem High, a 25-year-old Hoboken, New Jersey resident, arrested on August 29, 2016 on various marijuana charges. His name is literally Hakeem High.
That's where the, so great.
Where the hell else are you supposed to sell that stuff, man? I mean, that's where the market is.
What a great name.
Guys, coming in at number 9, Leonard Dickman. Does anybody want to guess what his crime was?
I think he was a pimp.
I will say sexual assault.
He's 90 years old, sir.
Oh.
Of an elderly person.
I'm going to say he's a pimp.
Leonard Dickman, if that is how you pronounce it, was arrested for public indecency at a local park for flashing people.
Of course he was.
Hey, that's great. Is that old Leonard Dickman over there? Put your coat back on. There's kids out here.
I figured you would look like my kids on a ride at Six Flags.
Oh, I'm
you
excited.
The you've ever
yes,
been
this
right
is
now?
Great. I pronounce it Leonard Dickman.
Right.
Yeah. His middle name is The.
Number 8. This is creepy, but I think you're going to be able to figure this out. Patrick Molesty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Dude.
Yeah. Arrested in Atlanta.
He was selling weed.
Dog, there is a local broadcaster whose last name is Molestina.
Ken Molestina, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he does a fine job, but he needs to rethink all that. And you know who? A friend of the show? I love Jobin Panicker, but I don't want news from a guy that's about to freak out all the time.
So this guy, Patrick Molesty, got accused of trying to purchase children online.
Okay.
Oof.
I hope he died.
Uh-huh.
Death by flatulence.
This is just a crazy name. Number 7. Bizao Dudu Zappity Bop Bop. This guy's name is a Kanye West song.
Scoopity poop.
Charged with marijuana possession, drug paraphernalia, and carrying a concealed weapon, but his name is actually Bizao Dudu Zappity Bop Bop Bop.
Zappity.
Those are Cab Calloway lyrics.
And he is
Irish. Scoopity dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoop dee. Scoop dee whoop.
The 6th.
Whoopity dee scoop whoop poop.
The 6th oddest named criminal. Joseph Moron.
Oh, yeah, I used to play for the Cowboys.
That was Randall.
Never been in ocean before.
Stole those panties.
Yep, yep.
He was always dry.
This guy was charged with stalking, kidnapping, assault, and battery.
Oh.
Not funny.
But he got away. The Aurora Police Department lost a moron.
he's still out there, huh?
Yep.
He, of course, was raised by his uncle, Fred Dumas.
Okay, so...
Number 5, I'm going to show you a picture of him first. This is the mugshot of a criminal.
Oh, man. That guy looks awesome to hang out
with. From here, he looks like Charlie Sheen. But I'm really far away.
Yeah, you're very far because you didn't get that right.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's name is, I don't know if I can say it.
Just say it.
It's his name, right?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, it's a name. Yeah, it's a proper name. It's fine.
First part is Jack.
Oh, is it Mehoff?
Yeah. Jack Mehoff Mudd. Assault and disorderly conduct, resisting an officer, possession of alcohol on the beach, and violating open container laws.
You can get your name legally changed.
You don't have
to. You don't have to be stuck with that.
That's three names, too.
Yeah.
Jack Mehoff was his first name.
Oh, the Hoff. Oh, it's his first name?
Yeah. Last name Mudd, M-U-D-D. It's all legit, too. Like, I started researching some of these because I was like, man, this is a bit. I started researching. It's true. Actually, people were stuck with these names, and things didn't work out well for them.
That Jackson Mahoff?
Number four. Various DUI charges, possession of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia charges. Ooh. This man, his name is Donald Duck.
Okay, so when I worked at Stewart's Food Store back in Olney, it's the father of a good friend of mine, Richard Love. Donald Love is his name, but he went by Duck. He was called Donald Duck.
Okay, yeah.
So Duck Love was his name.
You know the...
Duck Love was great.
Dude, the bass player for the Blues Brothers, and then, of course, the MGs, Booker T and the MGs, was a guy named Donald Dunn. And he was Donald Duck Dunn.
That's right. Was he in the Blues Brothers?
He was.
Okay.
Donald Duck.
Coming in at number three, unlawful sexual contact with underage.
Oh, again.
God, what are you searching over?
His name is Mr. Love.
What?
Mr. is his first name. Love is his last name.
That's a great first name. Okay?
Mr. Yeah.
That's an underrated first name.
I mean, there's a news story here with Mr. Love on the screen. Sex offender arrested, failed to report.
Oh, no.
Mr. Love. M-I-S-T-E-R is his first name. Which brings us.
Those are great out there by the zoo, though. They had some misters out there.
Yeah. You can get one 50% off right now at Barbecues Galore.
In 2014, at the age of 18 years old, our next nominee for the weirdest criminal name was charged as an adult. Or he was able to be charged as an adult, but not to legally enjoy a nice cold Budweiser. And just to get in some more crime before he became legal, this guy was arrested again in 2015, this time for trespassing and resisting arrest while breaking into a secure area in a brewery.
Brewery.
His name? Say. Bud Weiser.
Okay.
W-E-I-S-S-E-R.
All right.
Bud Weiser.
So German.
Here it is. Look at the news story.
He looks
Bud.
Like he'd be named Bud.
Oh,
Bud
man.
He looks
Weiser.
Like a Bud.
He gave up on his haircut, too.
Yeah, he did. And number one, I Googled this one.
Bud Weiser.
The worst criminal name of all time, or the best, depending on how you look at it. This person was arrested for shooting a missile into an occupied car. Also, a long, long list of drug possession charges in her record. She had a big file.
Okay, I thought it was going to be Harry Shaft, but you're saying
name?
It's someone else.
Crystal Metheny.
Uh-huh. Classic.
That's great.
God, that's so good.
Dude, let's get her on the show.
Metheny. No, Joseph Moron's the guy who's still out and about, right? These other ones are all in jail.
Yeah, everyone else is.
But Mr. Moron. Yeah.
They're in jail. It should be pretty easy to book.
Yeah. Yeah. that's a producer challenge right there.
How many guys in jail can you get on?
Anyways,
joke.
I saw that Dong Wang story, and I thought, man.
I forgot that's how we got there.
Wang Dong, Dong Wang. Is it Wang Dong or Dong Wang?
It's
Wang Dong. He's a diplomat. There's another one who's a swimmer. There's one that was a footballer, and another one was a footballer. Wang Dong.
If he's a big guy, it could be Big Dong Wang.
He's like a Chinese country singer.
Anyways, guys, that was for KT. Figured KT would really enjoy that.
Yeah, it's Christmas in the summer.
Yep.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.